Well, you ain't gonna hear me.
Thank you and good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to ATRT3 Plenary Call 19 on the 3rd of July, 2019 at 1100 UTC. Members attending the call today are Vanda, Cheryl, Daniel, Demi, Yap, Jacques, Pat, Wolfgang, Ramet. We have observers Sophie and Shokri. From ICANN.org, Jennifer, Nagar, Brenda. We have Bernie Turcotte joining as our technical writer. And we have apologies from Michael, Erica, Martin, and Tola mentioned that he would be delayed today. Today's meeting is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to please state your name before speaking for the record. And Cheryl and Pat, I'm happy to turn the call over to you. Thank you. Sebastian.
Thanks,
Brenda. I'm sorry. I'd like to add Sebastian to the roll call. Thank you.
Thank you, and I believe I saw that also noted he was here as well. Thanks for that, Brenda. Cheryl Langdon-North for the transcript record. Just getting some of the administrivia done, and then I'll hand over to Pat. Is there anybody who needs to update their statements of interest? Not seeing any hand up or note in the room. Just to remind you all, noting Wolfgang has joined the call as well, that we run under a rule of continuous disclosure. And if any of you do have an update to your statement of interest, you need to mention it at our regular calls and update the copy on the public record in the wiki space. And if you have any difficulty doing that, of course, our staff will be available to help. So with that, I'm going to go and get my headset organised so the whole household doesn't have to hear our call, and hand over to Pat to run us through the agenda, which is the second item we'll be coming up to, which is the Marrakesh recap, and asking for anybody who wishes to bring anything forward to the plenary. Just before we move into that, if there's anybody who has a piece of any other business, for the agenda later on, we will ask about any other business again before the end of our call, but if anyone wishes to declare any now, please do so. And not expecting that, but if you do, let us know. And with that, I'm going to go on mute and organise my headset and let Pat run the next section 2 and 3, which is the Marrakesh recap, and any work party items for plenary attention as we go through each of our work parties, board, GAC, review, community, and IRP. Over to you, Pat.
Thank you, Cheryl. This is Pat. So just in terms of recapping Marrakesh, I think we had some very successful conversations with many of the stakeholder groups and advisory committees over the course of the week. I think Sunday was good in having people come in and talk to us about their different review teams. I note that we have recorded all of those sessions and they are available on the wiki page. And as a follow-up, we have put together some notes that we're going to send out to each of the stakeholder groups and the individuals that we met face-to-face, thanking them for their time. So I saw that that staff has sent those. I've not looked at them yet. I don't know if Cheryl has or not, but we'll get those sent out this week as a follow-up. If anyone has taken additional notes that they would like to get on the wiki, let's do so and get those posted along with the recordings from the session so we have everything located in one place. But other than that, if there's anyone that has additional items that they would like to add to the plenary today from different conversations that they had, it would be helpful to throw those out at this point in time. Seeing no hands or not hearing anyone, I would suggest that people that could not attend go through and read some of those sessions, so that they can hear what was said, especially if it's an area that you're working on within your specific work party. And as you post notes or if people post notes. I know I've got some that I'm putting together as well. Please notify the group through the email that you've posted some additional notes for review. Sebastian, I see that your hand is raised. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. I hope that you can hear me not too badly. I am not a very nice place for our Wi-Fi. Thank you for your inputs and agree that it was interesting, the meeting we had. I just want to add that we had also conversation outside of those official gathering, and we get, I guess I was not the only one, some inputs from people. I will not list them, but it seems that some of them, it's linked with work streams to issue, and that brings to my question, and particularly one question, it's accountability and transparency of staff. It's not one of our work party, therefore it's maybe under the umbrella of work stream too, and that's okay with me, but that means that we don't have a place where all that will happen. My fear is that work streams to issue would deal with the five items we have listed here will be okay, but the other outside will be left alone. Then I would like very much that either we put that as a specific topic or we organize ourselves to take that into account. And I am coming also to that important issue about Workstream 2. Maybe we can ask Bernie about that as he sent a note today to the leaders of the Workstream 2. And that there will be a publication of a document in August by staff on that, and it will be a little bit late for us, but even if it's late, it's be a good time that we take this document into account and we work on that to include that in our report. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sebastian. This is Pat. So I would open it up to the rest of the group as to how we would want to capture that. Do we want to have those particular issues pulled under our Workstream 2 discussions, or do we want to open up a fifth work party on ICANN org and staff accountability and transparency?
Pat Sherrill here, just jumping in. Staff accountability is definitely under the Workstream 2. It was a specific work track within Workstream 2, so it seems that it may as well be owned by the plenary, as we agreed.
Thank you, Cheryl. I'm good with that. Does anybody else have Sebastian, your hand is up.
Yes, thank you. I have no problem with that either, but it means that IRP, it's also will be also taken into account by the plenary. Therefore, it was one of the party with Workstream 1 and Workstream 2, but we didn't have as a item or topic, the Workstream 2. Therefore, I no problem that it's a plenary, but I would like, therefore, that we add at our five topics that were Workstream 2 as a sixth one. Thank you.
So this is Pat. So thank you, Sebastian, for that. So if I'm hearing you correctly, you'd like to have it to be kind of a cross the other work party type issue where we captured it in each of the work parties and have it be called out as a sixth item that we have plenary attention on along the lines of the IRP, or is that what you're suggesting?
Sébastien Bajeret speaking. If it's either it's a work party we create or it's a deal by the plenary, and I'm okay with. Therefore, we need to add after IRP workstream 2. IRP is a very specific topic, and workstream 2 will be the item within workstreams 2. We are not taking on board by board, GAC, review, and community. It's at least what I suggest, or my understanding, either one you want. Thank you.
Cheryl here again, Pat. Just to re-articulate, there are a number of issues that can indeed be specifically drawn out by name, including this one that Sebastian's raising on staff accountability, all of which live under the general umbrella of Workstream 2. And as we agreed back in the Los Angeles meeting, all things Workstream 2 are going to be owned by the whole plenary. We have not as yet pulled them out specifically as items, as we did with IRP, simply because we had reporting and updates early on, shortly after our meeting in Los Angeles, regarding an update on where the IRP matter was from David. We have not gone back to that into our agenda, but if you can think about the Workstream 2 matters inclusive of staff accountability as just like the IRP, being owned as a piece of work product, not by any of the specifically defined work parties that we've operated on with to date, but rather as the full plenary. That is, I believe, exactly what you're asking for, Sebastian, but just to make very clear that we're in absolute agreement with pulling out the matter as one that is important, but housing it along with the rest of the Workstream 2 work products. Okay? Hopefully that's clear for Vanda and the others. Thanks, Pat. Back to you.
Thank you, Cheryl. So I have a question about that just popped into my head. And not having been part of or followed intimately the Workstream 2 process, when we talk about staff accountability, are we talking org accountability, or are we talking portions of org that we consider and talk about as staff? Cheryl?
Cheryl, here. Thanks for that. I was just unmuting Pat. Thanks, Cheryl, for the record. I see Sebastian's hand up. But more importantly, because we have Bernie on board, and Bernie not only acted as a technical writer, but as a main linchpin between ICANN org and the products and outcomes of Workstream 1 and Workstream 2, let's see what Sebastian wants to say again on this matter, and perhaps throw to Bernie to see whether there's any update or clarity that he can bring onto it. Sebastian, over to you.
Yes, thank you very much, Cheryl and Pat, and sorry for again coming. My point is, for me, staff and ICANN, org, whatever they want to be named, it's the same. It's the people who are not in the community, not in the board, and who are pay one way or another by ICANN money. But my point was, I was trying to go back to our term of reference, and it's where I get some trouble. I understand we agree that it will be the plenary taking into account Workstream 2 issue, but if I take the term of reference, I see the work party and the definition of what it's done within the work party, but there is nothing about I don't see anything about IRP, and I don't see anything about Workstream 2. It's maybe something we have to look at. And if I am not finding the right place and it's somewhere, I will be happy to know. Thank you very much.
All right, Bernie, have you got anything to add? Thank you.
Relative to Workstream 2 update, I've received a request to convene the Workstream 2 implementation oversight team so they can review a draft implementation plan before it's published for public consultation. I've been asked to organize that for the first week of August. The emails went out yesterday. And for those who are not familiar with that, the Workstream 2 implementation oversight team is composed of the three chairs and the leaders of each of the subgroups which produce the recommendations. Thank you.
Thanks, Bernie. And Cheryl Langdon, for the record, whilst I think we'll all recognise interesting delay in getting that IRT implementation review team activated, it is good to see it happening, and there should be a degree of complementarity then in the work that's going to be done by that group and, of course, our own review. Thanks for that. And obviously what we'll do as we move forward is have a regular agenda item now on that, as, of course, we do with the letters IRP. So future agendas will have IRP and WS2. Okay. Sorry to have hijacked very successfully for a reasonable length of time, part of our agenda on that. If there's nothing else outstanding, let's hand back to Pat and now move, I guess, if there's nothing more on Marrakesh recap, because that's where that item was introduced, go into agenda item 3 on any work party items for plenary attention, noting perhaps in advance that we do not have any update from IRP in this area. Bernie has just given us a update from Workstream 2. Thank you very much for that, Bernie. And that with relationship to IRP, certainly a number of the component parts of ICANN were discussing in their council and committee call interactions the call for both the refurbishment of the IRP workgroup, in other words, for more community members to become part of the IRP committee, which has been somewhat depleted in recent times, as well as to pay attention to the call for suitable names to come forward from community to be considered for the standing committee of experts, those who have the abilities, experience and skill set, all clearly demonstrable to act as the panel to consider any such reviews. With that, back to you, Pat. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Unless there are no other unless there are any other updates on from Marrakesh, let's move ahead and go to the work party updates. Let's start with the board. Yes, Osvaldo, you have your hand raised. Osvaldo?
We can't hear you, Osvaldo. It's Sebastian speaking.
Oh, sorry. Do you hear me now?
Yes, we do.
I think I was silenced by somebody. Okay. Regarding the documentation we requested, we haven't received any yet. I've been trying to get the documentation from ICANN's web pages, but the documentation is not always complete and it's fairly difficult to find it. I think JAP also made a comment about that. For example, there is a board recommendation, a board resolution of a couple of years ago approving certain KPIs for the board. I couldn't find which KPIs were selected. I couldn't find any other reference to those KPIs. And the same with other documentation. If to start our work on the documentation, we need it. So that's what I wanted. Okay, thank you.
Jennifer, this is Pat. Do you have that captured?
This is Jennifer. I do, and thank you. We're aware of the requests, and we're working to get the information from the relevant departments within the org. So we'll continue to provide updates if the information is delayed, but we hope to get to that as soon as possible. Thanks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Sebastian?
Maybe go to Osvaldo first, please, Pat, and I will come back if needed. Thank you.
All right, Osvaldo, was there something else?
This is Osvaldo, sorry. I think something we should look at is about how the documentation is published in ICANN, because this is not the first case where it's very difficult to find the documentation, and sometimes it's impossible to find documentation that should be public. So I don't know how we should view this or study this, but it's something to take into account. Thank you.
All right, Sebastian?
Yes, thank you very much. during Marrakesh, we had face-to-face meeting with some of the members of the web party, and I would like very much that all the people who are interested by the work that the board work party is doing or will be doing, please review the Google Doc, how it was updated, and we try to assign some part of the work to people, and it will be great if we, Osvaldo and myself, can have feedback on that, and some work started will be great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sebastian. So I put something into the chat that I remember one of the conversations that we had in Marrakesh, and I can't remember who brought it up. I have to go back and look at the notes. But the concept of having a historian or a librarian to better organize the content that this community generates, and some kind of retrieval system that we can search on different keywords and those types of things would be really beneficial. Because I know that when I go look for stuff as well, finding it is almost impossible. So that's something that should come up. Yeah, Bernie mentions that seemed to came up from the GAC, and I think that may be right. So we'll capture that. And if there's anything else on that topic, raise your hand. And if not, we'll go ahead and move to the work party updates. All right, Sebastian, you want to go ahead and cover the board? Yes.
It's just to say that I guess we cover quite. Just to say that we advance the work. We agree with the full group about the timing of our delivery. Now we need to do it. Therefore, I would like once again to ask that all the member of the work party be engaged to do the work together. Thank you.
All Thank you very much, Sebastian. Noted. All right, Vanda, GAC.
Okay, Vanda for the heckler. Hi, everyone. Well, we, as I said, we had this meeting beforehand in the Marrakesh, and we agreed that I will translate my notes because it's really hard to find all notes, and add all private conversation with GAC members. And after that, we are already working, and we'll be back because of vacation for Martin and then Jax, that will be out for some time during July. That in the end of July, we're going to have a meeting, a call. And during this period, Liu and myself, we agreed to go deeply into some suggestions for resolutions, for proposals, and come up with the whole group in the end of July. So that's what we agreed and what we are doing right now. I put all this information in the Skype group for even those in vacation can read and keep tracking with what we are doing. So I do believe that for us, we got very good message that about what was done, what was not done, and Liu have contributed a lot, and a lot of other members from GAC really added a lot of value in our understanding what is done, what is still a problem for them. So that's now is just put the hands on and start to put things all together. And I'm waiting for hear from Bernie to understand how he would like to help us on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanda. This is Pat. Any questions for Vanda? All right, so let's move to reviews. Daniel?
Daniel for the Rocco Topa can be heard loud and clear. Currently, I just said we had a meeting together with Casey, and we are still coming up with a proposed wrap-up of the discussions that had some of the recommendations or from the discussions that came in from the work in Marrakesh, we are cutting across the reviews. And so we are closely looking at the respective document and we shall be getting back to the group. So that's in brief what I have from reviews. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. Any questions for Daniel or anything else from anyone on the reviews team? All right, thank you. And I know that we've got apologies from the leadership of the community team. Is there anyone else from the community team that would like to share anything that's going on in your group, in your work party?
Cheryl here, Pat. Just for the record, I think it would be worthwhile us. Oh, so Tyler's got his hand up. I'll move to him in a moment. I think it'd be worthwhile as just noting for the formal record how valuable I think in general the interactions, the face-to-face interactions, both formal and informal, that were conducted were to the community work party, particularly with relations to the effectiveness and efficiency of the various component parts of ICANN and their abilities to interact with or influence the policy development process that obviously is the mandate of the supported organisations. But we should also perhaps note that we need to ask as a resource, and this would be for a discovery purpose, the most recent updates coming out of, or soon to come out of, the GNSO Council regarding the PDP 3.0. Whilst it isn't at this stage fully ready for public consumption, there has been modifications and updates during the recent Marrakesh meeting, and there will be more work being done on it during our work. And I think it's very important that we ensure that we are up to date and aware, and that we utilise that documentation as it is a living document during our work, just to make sure that we can be alerted to any issues that may or may not exist regarding community and wider community and understanding about the next generation of rules, regulations and expectations, which obviously will be still subject to all the normal public comments, etc. But it is worth running in parallel, and I think we should probably formally note it under the housing of communities work party, just to make sure we're fully apprised. Thanks for that, Pat. Back to you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Appreciate that. So having nothing from the community group and having gone through all the updates, I think we should move to the next topic. And I know he's already spoken today, but to introduce our new support person, Bernie Turcotte, as our technical writer, and also hopefully bring some of his experiences in helping us understand some of the things that have gone on in the past. So Bernie, if you'd like to introduce yourself and give us a little bit of your background, and I think most of you, if not all of us, already know you anyway, but it'd be great to have you aboard, and look forward to working with you in the future.
Thank you, Pat. For those that don't know me, it's a pleasure to join this group. One of the fathers of the internet in Canada, operated the .ca ccTLD for a number of years, helped with the foundation of ICANN, helped create the CCNSO. After that, started working with ICANN about 10 years ago on various CC-related matters and policies. And over the last 4 years, took on the transition and the CWG, the CCWG Accountability Workstream 1 and CCWG Accountability Workstream 2. I'm still detailed to do some work on Workstream 2 and the IRP implementation oversight team. And looking forward to working on this, as it seems to line up pretty well with the other work I've done. I'll be glad to take any questions. Thank you.
So Bernie sees it. It seems that there are no questions for you at this point in time. But Cheryl and I have asked Bernie to kind of create a framework for our final document, so to create an ease of the rest of the team in inserting our recommendations, inserting details about our analysis, so that we have a ready-made receptacle, and then have a single tone throughout the document that we finally publish. Happy to have you aboard, Bernie. Happy to have you with all that great experience, and I know that you've taken on significant roles in review teams and working groups, and I think that'll be a real benefit for the team. So, Tola, I see that your hand is raised.
Okay, here, this is Tola for the records. Well, good morning, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Benny. Just to reiterate what you've just mentioned, Pat, I was going to ask Benny if we're going to have a template for each of the work parties, such that every document we're trying to populate now will start going into that template. And at the end of the day, when we are compiling everything together, it will follow the same format. From there, I wouldn't know if the sample of similar work Benny has done, where he can share with us and we can appraise what it entails in putting together the technical writing. Thank you. Over to you, Pat.
Bernie, can you address a couple of those items from Tola?
Sure. Yes, as Pat has said, I'll get a framework together hopefully by the end of this week so we can share that on our next call. And I think as I tried to mention on some other fora, will it be, there will be, I think, some formatting and templates which can help you with your specific work, but also as it was in Workstream 1 and Workstream 2, I can work directly with the work parties. I'm sort of very flexible about that and give the support that's needed so we can get things done the most efficiently. I'm not expecting that I'll be handed necessarily everything from the work parties and then it's just a formatting job. I don't think that's my job. My job is to help shape the content as early as possible so that it's easy to insert into a final report. So I would encourage work parties to include me in their discussions and use me as a resource as best I can help them in any way to get their section of the work done. Does that make sense, Pat?
Absolutely, thank you, Bernie. Appreciate that. So any questions, any additional questions for Bernie? All right, so the next topic we have is new methodologies for plenary work and work party activities. So two pieces to this section. One, kind of want to go through some of the suggestions that staff has made for updating the work plan. And Jennifer, I'm going to ask you to walk through that. And the second piece would be to talk about how we implement what we talked about on Sunday in Marrakesh, which is getting to having the plenary session have a couple of longer topical items that we're discussing as a plenary as brought to the plenary by the work parties. And Cheryl, I'm going to ask you to talk about that particular section. So Jennifer, can you walk us through the work plan at this time?
Yes, I certainly can. So I just pasted the link into the chat there for those of you who have access to that, and hopefully Brenda will be able to pull it up as well. But I will, I'll begin. So the first, you will see that there are some sections of the work plan that are highlighted in yellow, and these have, no changes have been made to these cells, only we wanted to propose changes to those. And so the proposed changes are in the column I. And so first of all, under the plan review phase, there are a couple of items that have not yet been marked as 100%. And those are on line 22 and 23. Provide the community with details on the adopted terms of reference and work plan, and then develop and adopt the outreach plan. So we would like to suggest that we mark both of these as 100%, given that quite a lot of work was done, obviously, in Marrakesh. on the providing the community with details of your work plan in terms of reference, as well as the communications via email. And then since the terms of reference include some information on the outreach plan, we would suggest that that would be updated to 100% as well. So I'm going to pause for a second and ask for feedback or thoughts on those. I see Cheryl supports those changes.
This is Pat. So if there are any objections to that, go ahead and signal by in the participant panel, no. And seeing none, Jennifer, I will take that as acceptance of those particular changes to the work plan.
Great. Okay, thank you. So I will move on to the research and study section, which we're now on line 27.
Yes, thank you, Pat. It's just a question following our discussion earlier in this call about the workstream two issues and so on, and the money to incorporate that within the our plan. How we will deal with that? The term of reference may need to be updated one way or another, and it's a question mark, not any position on that. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Sebastian. This is Pat. I agree with that, and I went and looked briefly at the terms of reference, and it's called out in the terms of reference, but we may need to add some task items under the conduct review section for both IRP and so I think that's something we should look at soon in the coming weeks, maybe not here today, but in the coming weeks. So I do have one question, Jennifer, in this particular area. And that is, when do we expect, and this would have been a question I'd asked Martin if Martin had been on today, and maybe staff knows, when would we expect to get something back from the board in terms of the terms of reference, in terms of suggestions, comments, and when would we end up having to republish for those questions? I know that that's going to be dependent upon how much comes back. But that's a question I've got. And Nagar, I see your hand is raised, and I'm certain you're going to answer that.
Yeah, hello, everyone. Yes, this is Nagar. I think that with the board having come back from Marrakesh now, we can expect a response from them within the next 2-3 weeks in terms of their feedback on the terms of reference and work plan. If you as the review team think you may have an update to term reference, obviously there's two options. You can either make the changes now and just create it to everyone, or wait until the board responds to the documentation and then make an update at a later time. Either way, the updated terms of agreement can be recirculated, not for the board so much to respond to, but just for acknowledgement of the board and the SOs and ACs and the community at that point in time. I hope that answers your question, Pat. I know if I can identify.
Yes, this is Pat, and thank you, Nagar, for that. That does answer the question. But what I would like to see added to the work plan, Jennifer, is a couple of line items at the bottom of plan review that basically says response from the board, and then a potential task for any modifications we need to make to the terms of reference based upon that review. If there's no objections to that, or if there are objections to that, please indicate no in the participant panel. Sebastian, your hand is raised.
Yes, thank you, Pat. No objection at all on what you suggest. My additional suggestion is that we add the few lines we want to add about IRP and Workstream 2, and we send them to the board. Therefore, they will be able to have that as an additional item where if they answer us on the document, and when we will have to republish our document after the board feedback, we will send that to all the S1ACs. Thank you.
If there are any objections to Sebastian's additions as well, please indicate by selecting no in the participant panel.
This is Tola, no objection from me.
And Vonda as well. So why don't we think about that, Sebastian, then from as we get to that work and communicate what we need to as we get to that work. And I got an okay, Pat. And
Cheryl. As I mentioned in the chat, no objections at all to that working methodology. But I would also say that now that we are aware that the implementation review team for Workstream 2 is being convened, that would also need to be an entity that we need to have a nexus and communications with. So I would also call that out as one of the line items. And just for everyone's edification, Pat and I have already implementation review team Workstream 2- not equals. I'm typing in the dark, Sebastian. It's nighttime for me in a sleeping household, and it's IRT. Not IOT, implementation review team. But we've made the action item to update the work plan accordingly with those additional line items. Back to you. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you, Cheryl. Appreciate that. All right, Jennifer, you want to pick it up from there?
Great, thanks. So this is Jennifer. I just made a note. I haven't made updates to the work plan based on the Workstream 2 and IRT suggestions, but I've made an action item to come back to that, the team to update the work plan when we get to that work. All right. So I did add the two line items, 24 and 25, received a response from the board on terms of reference and work plan, and then review team to update the terms of reference and work plan as appropriate based on feedback. And we can plug in the dates to that after the meeting here. And by the way, we'll recirculate this version of the work plan, which is a Google Doc, so everyone can see it. But just to be sure, we'll recirculate it to the list after the call. So line 29, identify briefings and data sources needed. So the completion date for this was 27th of June, which has obviously passed. We would like to suggest we change this to progress 50% versus the 20% currently, and change the date to mid-July, given that some teams are may need some more time to identify additional sources. So any objections or questions?
So Jennifer, this is Pat. I have no objection in changing the status or the completion percentage to 50%. But I'm always uncomfortable in terms of tracking project plans that change the dates, that change our completion date based upon us missing a date. So I think it's important to pull out and recognize when we are behind in a section. And I think because of some of the frustrations that we're having with finding some of the documentation, that I think it's important to understand that and report that we are behind on this specific topic. Unless anybody has any, you know, any other comments on that, I'd like to see us leave the end date the same and change the percentage. I see no objections. I actually see a support from Cheryl and support from Jacques and Osvaldo and Daniel. All right, so let's leave it that way if we can, Jennifer.
Okay, great. So I updated the percentage to 50, but I've left the date on 27th of June. So let's move on then. And we made no suggestions to the board work party. So if we go to GAC, and this is all given the work that took place in Marrakesh, we suggested updating the four items under work plan execution. So review, analyze, and summarize documentation, conduct investigation of objectives, conduct interviews as appropriate, and draft summary note of key findings. We suggested updating those to 50%. So again, any comments or suggestions on that or the board also, since we suggest no changes to that.
So thank you, Jennifer. This is Pat. I think Vanda, as far as the GAC group goes, I think that's really kind of up to you and your team.
Okay. Yeah, I'm okay with this suggestion from Jennifer. I just posted in the chat. It's we will do this adjusting, and I agree that we should not really change the final date we put on that, but we need to put some comments, explain what happened and to make more clear the whole work of the group. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanda. So Jennifer, I will take that as to change it to 50% for the GAC. Daniel, you and your team on work parties? On reviews?
Daniel, for the record, I think following the discussions that we had in Marrakesh, we are currently still okay with the timeline. And we shall be working according to them. Thank you. Back to you, Pat.
So Daniel, this is Pat. I missed the last part of that. Are you're okay with the 50% complete marker being laid down for work plan execution section?
Absolutely, yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheryl, your hand is raised.
Yeah, thanks, Pat. It is indeed. There was also a change of date. Moving to the 13th as opposed to the 3rd, I just want to double check that the reviews working party is happy to do that change as well. And while I've got the microphone, it's implied, but we may as well make sure that it's clear for the record. When the percentages change, as discussed and agreed, on the component parts of these documents, there's also an associated change in the titling. So, for example, under work plan execution, when things move up to 50% on the line items, then obviously the work plan execution title moves up to match. With 50% being what it's showing, obviously, that goes throughout the whole of the document. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Cheryl. This is Pat. And so we'll put in those changes. And the next section is community and not having Erica and Michael on the call. I would refer to anyone else from the community team, Osvaldo or Daniel or Yap or Tola to weigh in on where you think you are on the work plan for the community section.
Okay, thank you, Pat. This is Tola. From the last face-to-face meeting, I had a chat with Erica and Michael on the side, and there seems to be consciousness to sustain the data that has already been stated. Nothing in the key that is going to change. It's going to involve a couple of extra hours shifts, but I suppose nothing's going to change. So everything is still intact as it is. Thank you.
Thank you, Tola, for that. And so there's a couple of pieces of that, but I think we'll go ahead and make the changes that are suggested. And then in the other section as needed, so this is where we're going to need to build out, Jennifer, some tasks around IRP and Workstream 2 as we start to have those conversations and adjust the dates accordingly. Cheryl, I see your hand is up.
Just to say that perhaps the leadership team at the moment can own making those changes if we make that an agenda item for our next leadership team meeting. We can go through the proposed edits in those line items and confirm those at the next leadership team meeting next Monday. Just seems an appropriate time to get that editing done.
Excellent suggestion, Cheryl. And so, Jennifer, if you will include that on the agenda for Monday as a specific line item when you send that out, that would be appreciated.
Got it. Will do. Thank you. Okay, so there's only one final change that we had suggested to the work plan as is, which is on line 150. And this was a suggested date change from the 9th of September to the 13th of September. And the reason that we made that suggestion was because, the board work party pushed one of the dates out in terms of presenting this subgroup report to the review team. And so to match that date, we thought we should push that one out. But based on what you said earlier on the call, Pat, I don't know if you want to keep it as is, but I'll leave it open for comment. Thanks.
So thank you, Jennifer. But since this is a date that's in the future, you know, and I don't think that there's a material impact to the overall schedule, I would be okay with moving that date. Like I said earlier, I'm just reluctant to change a date that's passed that we've missed to put something in the future when we really are behind. And so I think that this is, you know, showing that our work in the future is changing. So I have no issues with making those types of changes in a work plan because work is going to change as we look out. So unless there are no objections, as indicated by selecting no in the participant panel, let's go ahead and make that change. Seeing none, Jennifer, I would go ahead and memorialize that change.
Okay, great. Thank you. And thanks everyone for taking the time to walk through these changes. So like I said, we will recirculate this to the list just so that everybody has the latest version in front of them. And we'll visit again on Monday with the leadership call. Thank you.
All right, Jennifer, thank you for walking us through that. If we can go back to the agenda, thank you very much, Brenda. And the second part of this section is taking a look at how we're going to change this plenary discussion that we have on Wednesdays, and looking at bringing in more substantive discussions from the work team as part of this, and how we identify that. And Cheryl, if you will walk us through this based upon our discussions on Monday, please.
Happy to. Thank you, Pat. Cheryl Langdonall for the record. Yes, in fact, born out of our discussions as a group on Sunday, one of the things we recognise that even though some of the work parties are progressing using certain methodologies, be it regular meetings or Skype chatting or whatever, others are tracking differently, and it seemed obvious to Pat and I, and we agreed to trial a methodology in future plenary calls for a while, that what we'll be doing is changing the agenda to a sort of a standing order agenda as we go forward, with, in addition to the usual administration and reporting functions, to having two blocks of time, one longer than the other, where as a complete review team, we can focus on work products and activities from the work plan, traditionally owned, in inverted commas, in some cases by the work parties, and in some cases by the plenary itself. And that we would like to have at least a week, but hopefully a couple of weeks in advance, the subject matter or material or topic that we will be focusing on at least one of those blocks of time, planned and announced. So it may be that this is purely an example. The GAC working party may wish to own and utilise the time available in our weekly plenary for the Block A part of the time in the meeting held in the week of the 12th of June, July, for an example. And so we will all know that we will all be focusing on the work product outcomes, et cetera, discussion on all of that associated with either all of the GAC work party activity or a particular aspect of their activity. And the same goes for the other work parties. What this means is two things. It'll give a degree of predictability to all of us, as well as observers, as to what type of topics and materials we will be looking at any given point in time as we go forward through the next couple of months, and that, of course, people can suitably prepare for that in advance. It also will allow what seems to be the case, which is a higher level of presence, interaction or attendance in our regular plenary meetings than we are getting in some of the work parties. Some of those seem to be sorely under attended and perhaps less engaged with by some of the review team members compared to our plenary calls. And so by moving some of this work into these two blocks of time, one longer and one shorter, and that we will be able to engage all of the review team members. After all, you're appointed as review team members to work, not just to have your names listed on a website, a wiki page, and the occasional roll call from plenaries. So the second block of time, which will be shorter, we will try and allow for matters of less prior planning or urgency to be dealt with. What that may mean is that some of our meetings may not run the full 90 minutes, Some of them may indeed, but it'll allow us some flexibility. So, Pat, have I missed anything there?
Cheryl, I don't believe so.
Okay, so basically this is a give it a go. We will be running on this this newer style agenda as from next week's call, which will be a 2100 UTC call on, that would be Wednesday the 11th, I believe. I haven't got a calendar open in front of me. Jennifer will correct me and put the right date and time in the chat anyway. And so from as a product from our Monday leadership team call, the first of these agendas will go out, and then we will put out agendas far more in advance as the work party leads and the leadership team populate this this new agenda as we go forward over the next couple of months. Wednesday the 10th, okay. Well, I was close. It was only a day out. Thanks for that, Jennifer. Okay, Pat, I think we've got ourselves sorted through item 5. Back to you.
Very good. Thank you, Cheryl. I look forward to trying this out. I think it'll make our Wednesday meetings a lot more interactive. So I'm looking forward to it. All right, so the section 6 that we've got in today's agenda is any other business. Please indicate by raising your hand if there's any other business we want to cover today. Yes, Osvaldo.
Hello, this is Osvaldo for the record. Do you hear me?
Yes, we can, Osvaldo.
Okay, no, just to let you know that next week I will be traveling. I have work to do in the United States, so I might have problem with joining the meetings. I will try my best to join anyway. Thank you.
Thank you for making us aware of that. Sebastian?
If Osvaldo says that, I need to say the same. I will be in Cameroon, and I am not sure that I will have any connection, but I will try if I can join. And unfortunately, Osvaldo and myself are traveling at the same time. We will try to avoid that in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sebastian, for that. Osvaldo, is that a new hand or an old hand?
Sorry, old.
Thank you, Osvaldo. And any other business? Seeing that we have none, no hands, Jennifer, if you will take us through the actions and decisions, please.
Thank you. So this is Jennifer. The action items I took down is to add the workstream to the future agendas as a plenary item for discussion, and the leadership team to review the proposed edits to the work plan with regards to Workstream 2 and the IRT on Monday, and the staff to follow up on the board action items and or the board request, my apologies, and provide a status as available. And then the decisions were the team agreed to the changes that we discussed on the work plan today, and more edits to come on the work plan on Monday. Let me know, as usual, if I missed anything. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Jennifer. I would again encourage the review team members who were unable to either attend or follow the Marrakesh sessions to go back and read the transcripts, as well as any additional notes that we've collected from that meeting. Get those posted in the same area on the wiki for capturing all of what the conversations that we had in Marrakesh to make our notes complete from that opportunity to engage with the rest of the community. Cheryl, anything else that you would like to add?
No, nothing for me. Thanks, Pat.
Then I will declare that we're done. And I will see, we'll all talk again next Wednesday, the 10th, at the 1900 UTC.
2100.
Right, 2100.
All right, thank you. Bye bye, everybody.
Bye now. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye, bye for now.